apathy to Krishna. That's punishment. It is so. It is so innermost thing and undetectable by ordinary brain. So weeping to Krishna can be the interest of Krishna to the best. He wants to show in that way his lila. That has got its peculiar characteristic. But the primary necessity is Krishna concern, Krishna's interest. A peculiar thing, it is Goloka. In Vaikuntha, it is not so crooked. It is simple. But in Goloka, it harmonizes everything. Goloka. Full-fledged center. That harmonizes everything, good, bad, what is considered very nasty in our moral consideration. That is also harmonized there. It's such good. Krishna concept can accommodate everything. Only one thing for his satisfaction, the autocratic sweet will of the goodness. Atheshu abhigna sarat in Bhagavata, the introduction of Bhagavatam. What I am going to describe in this book, in Bhagavatam, that is the substance, gist is given in the beginning, in three slokas. There is one, Atheshu abhigna sarat. The meaning, the purpose of every existence is known only to him. And who is he? He is Sarat, he is autocrat, the despot. Truth is such, highest conception of the truth is such. Absolute good. No consideration, no good or bona fide consideration from me can reach that standard. Absolute good is such. So autocracy must be with the absolute good. And that is the holiest conception we can ever think. Absolute good. Full power there, absolute good. No law to bind down absolute good. Then that would be suicidal. The Sharat. Sharat means autocrat. Himself, he himself is emperor. Without evidently having no consideration for any other. Apparently.
Maharaj, is the worship of Gaur-Nitai and the worship of Mahaprabhu by himself, is that also a different ras?
Also?
Worshipping Mahaprabhu by himself along with Radha Krishna.
To Nityananda Prabhu, that is to consolidate the ground, the foundation, then that will help us to make further progress. But progress, a speedy progress without good foundation, there is an invite reaction. So foundation is from Nityananda Prabhu, from Gurudev. That foundation may not go away. Nitayer Koruna Hare. That is the primary necessity. In this way, and the highest in the service of Radharani. Beginning from Baladev, Nityananda, Sadhu, Guru, all these things, Vaishnava, and culminating there. This is philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnava.
For someone who's
to be reinstated as a part of servitor in the highest degree. Not to be one as to receive the service, but to render service. Two moiety, predominated. Predominated moiety is negative, is shakti, is prakriti, shakti. Servitor, serving. And the service receiver, that is another side. Our best interest will be, according to our constitutional position, that we shall attain our highest position in the servitor's line, predominated moiety, and not to consider ourselves one with the predominated moiety, negative side. Not predominating positive, but predominated negative. Our best interest is there.
For someone who is just now taking up the life, devotional life, just starting, he's recommended to worship Gaur Nitai instead of Mahaprabhu by himself?
Yes, that will be more safe and helpful. More attention should be given here, and that automatically will take us up. We shall best all our energy possible towards Gaur Nitai, Nitai Gaur. And automatically we shall find that we are being lifted towards higher level. There are also Gaur Nitai and also Radha Krishna. Yato yato bhakti padaravinde kriyeta bhakti katapunna rati tatha tatha satpati hiddha kashnat radha padam bhuja sudam bhurati. You invest here just to the Bank of America and it will go there. Something like your investment in Navadvip will take you to Vrindavan automatically. You would find you are there. How the company has carried you there, it may be unknown to you. Automatically you will find that you are in that process. You will devote all your energy here. Such arrangement is there. Yatha yatha gaura padaravinde create a bhaktiṃ kṛta-puṇya rāsi. Though has got much sukriti, they will give this suggestion from inside that invest whole to Gauranga. And he says, the author says, Prabodhānanda Saraswati, Gaura-padāra kṛta bhaktiṃ kṛta-puṇya tathā-tathā utsatpati-dhiti akasnāt rādhā-padāṁ bhūrīśa. You will find automatically the whole thing has been offered to the divine feet of Radharani. And she is accepting us in her confidential service, living engagement. You have got good recommendation from Navadvip. Yes, I look at it. I immediately appoint you in this service, something like that.
Maharaj,
When
the jiva soul reaches perfection in the line of Rupa Goswami, worshipping Lord Chaitanya, does he worship, in the spiritual world, does he worship Lord Chaitanya and Krishna simultaneously? When he is given his service to...
Yes, both is one and the same. But two different phases of one same thing. One is Krishna Lila added with magnanimity, self-distribution. When Krishna, if he is enjoying, that is, he is tasting that highest ecstasy with his own paraphernalia in Vrindavan. And when that has been planned that it must be given to others also, to the public, then it becomes Mahabuddhi. These two is simultaneously existing, both of this Lila. Not one is previous, another is future, but simultaneously they are there. Two tendencies. One to taste within the paraphernalia, another department at the same time that others may get it, such arrangement. That is gold lila. So there are amongst the paraphernalia, the sadhvitas, there are three types. One more addicted to Krishna, another more to Sri Chaitanya, and another almost equal. Both sides, they are equally addicted. But there are special group also who are more inclined towards Krishna Lila and some more inclined towards Gaur Lila. Distribution, udar, magnanimity is there little more. And neutral also, in the middle also there are some. So differentiative character is there. The differentiative character is always maintained. The all equal, that is Brahma, Nidvishesh. There is gradation, always. Hierarchy. Group. Department. Various. Variety. Vaichitra, to the infinite.
We see in the Gaudiya Math mission that Radha Krishna is worshipped along with Mahaprabhu Murti, separate. And when our Prabhupada came to America, for us he established Gaur Nithai.
Oh. Can you explain? That is elementary. Radha Krishna is a little higher conception. If we approach very hurriedly, the steps may be omitted. We may take the last to be the love, the opposite. Krishna satisfaction, that is love, and separate self-satisfaction, that is lust. Similar, but opposite distance, the greatest distance. So, as a primary, Gaur Nityananda, that is more helpful to us. Gaur Krishna Balaram, more helpful. And Radha Govinda is with a higher study.
Is worship of Mahaprabhu by higher than worship of Mahaprabhu and Nityananda? Because in Gaudiya Math we see Mahaprabhu by himself.
There, in consonance with Radha Govinda, one. So in crude form, the Radharani, the highest, is also introduced there with Gauranga, Udhar, magnanimity. No possibility of any selfish sensualism to enter into the sannyasi type, the devotee type. But if we are to analyze, we shall find the Krishna in the form, in the garb of Radharani. When the two becomes one, according to the philosophers, when negative positive becomes one, that becomes non-differentiated impersonalism. But Vaishnava philosophy says that both when combined, not the personality does not is not lost, but in the garb of negative, the positive is searching himself. When both one, then it will be that the in the mood of the negative, the positive himself is converted and searching his own self. One. But the other parties then say they become brahma. Positive and negative becomes one, and that is non-differentiated thing which cannot be detected in any way. Has no qualification. All unknown and unknowable. But Vaishnava says when the true one is searching himself in the mood of the highest negative. The searching mood, the searched, who is to be searched, he is searching himself in the mood of the highest searcher. That will be when one. It is the underlying philosophy. Don't come to equilibrium. Positive, negative, when they mix together, creates equilibrium. The Vaishnava philosopher, no, dynamic character is always maintained. No equilibrium.
Go out and preach about Gauranga.
By the grace of Nityananda, we may have our attraction for Sri Gauranga. And if we get the grace of Gauranga, we get everything to the highest degree. And safely. And if we go avoiding Gauranga direct towards Radha Govinda, there is much difficulty. He has come to recruit us, himself, Krishna himself, rather than both combined, they themselves have come to recruit us. So that is the safest way. If avoiding that, we try to achieve them by some other way, that will be more or less artificial and defective, naturally.
Serve a Vaishnava who is serving Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya to be connected.
Oh, they are in same position. Tarnanabhu's mercy sometimes exceeds that of Sri Chaitanya. Chaitanya sometimes cannot accept those fallen. By accepting whom will create some bad precedents. So he had to consider about their status, position and other things. But Nityananda Prabhu's mercy does not care for any unfavorable circumstance. So lavish and almost blind, as if grace is blind. Do not differentiate much between the sinners of different degrees, all that person. And his recommendation, Mahaprabhu can't dismiss. And that is the connection we are given to understand. Mahaprabhu rejected, Nityananda who gave him shelter, and gradually Mahaprabhu had to accept him after. The magnitude, the circumference of the degrees of Nityam is the highest. That is the solace for us, the most fallen souls. There are also some place there. Je jato potito hai, tabo daya tato dai. His plan is something peculiar. Who is the most fallen? It's him, like Napoleon. Napoleon, he attacked the strongest portion of the opposite party. His policy was that. I heard from history that once France and Austria, Hungary, was in a long continuous war. Then Austria was gaining ground and the France had to come back. Then France appointed Napoleon a new young general, made him general and sent to the Austrian front. And the Austrian soldiers had to come back. Then the king of Austria, he called for the general. You are gaining ground, now you are losing. What's the cause? What is lacking in you now? He was advancing, and then now you are retreating. What's the cause? Then experienced old general, they answered, because the new general has come in the French side and he does not know the war policy, so we have to retreat. What is this? He does not know the laws of battle, war, and so he is gaining, and you have to come back. Well, yes, sir. Why? Now, so far, the war policy was this, that one must attack the weak part of the opponent. But this man is so rash, he must attack the weakest part, and we arrange our army in such a way, weak part and from the strong part we shall capture him. That was the general law of our war. But this man, in the beginning, he attacks the strongest force. And everything is perplexed. We have to come back. He does not know his old tactics.
Form breaker. Form breaker.
The strongest. So Nityananda Prabhu wants to capture this most sinner. Yeah? As our Guru Maharaj told. Once I went to Krishnagar court for some cause in the missionary affairs. One of the big pleaders, two, three were there. Yes, Swamiji, you come to the court. We feel ashamed. You, holy persons, you come to this court, fighting amongst you. But do you not feel shy? We feel. We are ashamed. that our sadhus, they are come to court. But you don't feel any shyness. I answered that we are saints of different type. Generally, we have got such understanding. They want saint, he will fly away from this world of Maya and he would go to some solitary place and enter into some cave, and there he would engage himself in meditation or something like that. Generally, Indian sadhus, they preach like that. They give up everything, come to a solitary place, to the jungle, forest, cave, and engage yourself fully to understand about Godhead or something. But our Guru Maharaj is of another type, like Mahaprabhu, Nityananda. He wants to attack this Maya, totalitarian world like Hitler. He wants to crush the whole Maya. Why this misunderstanding, misconception? Everything belongs to Krishna, Ishavasyam. It is simple, plain, and a straight thing. And we shall think, no, this is for me, this is for him, this is for him. This misconception, why it will stand here at all? Crush the whole thing. Whole thing, attack and crush, kirtan. Kirtan means to preach. Preach against this misconception, wholesale misconception. Preach against soldiers, so you go door to door. As all Krishna consciousness, Krishna interest, Krishna conception. It is for him, he would be said. This truth is plain and simple. Why should not they understand this? Try to capture him, to release them from this misconception, misunderstanding, and they are suffering from reactions. So, we do not care for anything. Everywhere, in the court also, the Shastric Vichar must come. You are the ordinary laws. You are dealing in the courts. Here also let Krishna consciousness come as your fodder, and gradually it will capture you in this way. We are not afraid of anything. Kalisthan, Calcutta. Our Guru Maharaj, he was a solitary, loving Vaishnava. He asked our Guru Maharaj, why do you remain at Calcutta? That is the place of Kali, Mane Kalaha, that is the fighting for self-interest. So acute. Leave that, come to the Dham. The Guru Maharaj, he prepared that place of Kali, that is the quarrel, the place of quarrel with self-interest, quarrelling with self-interest. He selected that place. I want to represent Mahaprabhu's creed in the extremely contaminated place. I prefer. And I want to capture them. So he wanted to send men towards the west. The Easterners, they are now captured by the glamour of the Western civilization. So Western civilization must be crushed first. Then the glamour of the Eastern people will vanish, and then all will come to join the divine love campaign, the love of the Lord. We have got so high position in some respect, most respectable quarter, and we are now fathers of the Jamaraj, the death, god of death. All this civilization is after all a fodder to death, as this atomic energy is threatening that they will yesterday in radio. I heard one gentleman is representing that if the atom bombs are thrown as they are at present, then the whole world will be reduced to is a snow stage of the world. Snow.
Mm-hmm.
Ice.
Yes.
They will have so much that the whole heat will be drawn away, vanish, and the cold, suddenly that snow age, coldness will come down, and every life will be finished, even including the trees. Tushadju, that's ice, the snow period will come down in the advance.
Mm-hmm.
If the bombs are used, the heat oxygen will be finished, and that's that snow period, that ice bark will come, and so much so coldness that even the trees will also be finished. What to speak of animals and the human beings.
Mm.
So threatened by such job, death is coming to the devourers. And so only Krishna consciousness, our soul consciousness, above this mortal world. It does not want any world. It can live in the moon, in the sun, everywhere. Noinam chindanti shastani, noinam dhoti pavaka, no chainam kridanta, no su shayati maruto. No chainam, even the water cannot rotten it, make it rotten. Fire cannot burn. The air cannot attract heat from it in this way. No inang chindanti, no weapon can cut it asunder. No inang chindanti shastani Gita, Bhagavad Gita. No inang chindanti shastani, no inang dhoti pavaka. In this way, the soul is such, you have to find out that you are that soul. You have to get back your identification that you are above this mortality. You find yourself. And the soul has got its environment also, soil. You are soul, so many souls, and soul has got its own soil, own plane to live, and also higher planes with so much prospect. It is as real as the sun, as the day we see. So you want to guide you there. That is the only duty a man should have in this mortal world. All else, all other attempts are all futile, bogus, suicidal. Only to take the soul towards Krishna consciousness, that is the real activity of friendly activity. All other energizing is bogus.
Could that possibly happen, what they are saying? Could that possibly happen, what the scientists are saying about
the... Yes, it is through faith we can find our own self, the consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
Without consciousness, what value we have got, this body or eye or this, whatever modified consciousness, consciousness in its degraded condition, still if we can try to concentrate it without consciousness, nothing remains to us. Indriyani parannahu, if we are devoid of our, the senses minus the eye, the nose, the tongue, the ear, then have I got any world? If all these senses withdrawn, then have I got any world? Is external one? Nothing. No conception, no feeling, no sound, no sight. Then what remains? Nothing remains. Then again, the mind is there. If mind is absent, these senses do not work at all. The eye, though see, oh, I was unmindful, I did not mark it. The seer is the receiver with his mind, the subtle thing. And the manasastu para buddhi, and the intelligent reason, and judicious faculty is higher Without this, this mind has got no value. It is a madman. So intelligence is the substantial, valuable thing within us. Without that, our life, we cannot feel anything else. Without judgment, we may be blind force, something like that. No self-consciousness, no consciousness of self-interest, nothing of the kind. If intelligence is drawn out of us, then buddhe japaratasrusha, then go further up. That is, your self is there, the soul, a particle of light, knowledge. If that is withdrawn, the whole body, mind, everything. Body is physical, mind is subtle, but if soul is withdrawn, the body, mind, nothing. It is all dead matter. Nothing. No feeling, no conception. So, the soul, then the super soul, in that way, you try to find out your own self. Who are you? You are not this flesh and blood. You try to find out within it, and within scripture, or in association with the sadhus, no thyself. This is concrete thing. This is not concoction, not imagination, not indulgence in philosophical, yes. This is dire necessity. How to live, how to dismiss mortality. Every moment I am being attacked, I am in the clutches of mortality. This is the fact to every one of us, that mortality is every moment encroaching me, as I am, as I think myself to be at present. Always mortality is coming to swallow me. This is the problem, common problem, and the deadly poison to all. And we must face it, have to face it. We shall have the courage to face it, to save me and to save others in that way. This is a concrete necessity. We can't dismiss it. We are all fools. The danger is there, and I am ignoring it. What does it mean? I am a madman. I will be, the next moment, I will be its prey. And I am sleeping over this problem, a coward. And he is no other but Krishna himself. We feel, we hear the jingling of the nupur, that is the feet ornament, ankle. We just hear that jingling of the that ankle of Gauranga. He is no other than Krishna. He is going hari. And the Navadvip is enveloped, is swallowed by darkness, deep dark. What are you doing? My friend, let us go out and try to take him back here. The jewel of Navadvip is going hari. That is the day, this day. In the early morning, cross the river by swimming at 3 o'clock or so, by swimming and run towards Katwa. Hari Krishna. And the
slaves are seeking, no care of any gold. And so much heat in his mind, in his body and the mind. So heated by one side, by the separation of Krishna, and another side, they shall have to the duty of preaching to the world about Krishna devotion. The call of that duty, that energy, actuated him to get out of Navadvip and to go to stand before the public with the love of Lord Krishna to be distributed to the length and breadth of the world. That call of that subtle duty for the public and also the heat of affection for Krishna does not care for anything around him. Separation for Krishna, Krishna. Vipralambha, viraha. All desperless, the call of Krishna. Hare Krishna.